Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Kevin?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kevin. My name's Tina, and I understand that you were calling in regarding the billing.
No, I called in because you didn't do your job, and I had to fucking fix everything, and it cost me 3 weeks worth of work because I'm trying to do my business, and I got to the cars
So,
and stuff, the cars.
what do you mean you had to do our job? Tell me what happened exactly, because, you know, all I do is collect failed payments, and I want to, you know, kind of notate what's going on.
She sent me a picture of cards, how she was supposed to design them, honey. And,
okay.
I tried to get them printed. I couldn't get them printed. I need something from the printer. He said it needed bleeds on the software or whatever she sent him. So it took me like, he said he had to do it over. He said she sent it here. It was no good. I sent it back. He sent it again with nothing changed to it. He had to do the bleeds on it, reorganize the software, whatever he had to reorganize to print the cards.
Okay.
And before that, it's been a mess. It's been a wreck. I got not getting any work.
So I want
to
explain something to you, if I may, because number one, in order to achieve first page placement on Google, where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated, that process, industry standard, takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. And I tell you that because, of course, you know, most people will see activity within their first month, but it is the second month that you see the program pop. That's where it comes to full fruition, right? So you're right on the
cusp. And it comes to full fruition. I'm done with it. I mean, I thought you were a professional and shit. You send me cards, I got to send it back. The printer's talking to me like, oh, I don't have enough of this. There ain't enough on this and that. You don't have enough to print cards.
So if you look over your terms and conditions, you didn't hire us to make business cards. And if Honey sent something over to you, she did that as a courtesy, as a free service. But you're not paying us to do business cards. So we're not in the business of doing print marketing. We do internet marketing. We don't do graphic design. So once in a while, somebody won't have a logo, and they'll ask if we can make one. So sometimes as a courtesy, they'll, you know, offer to make one, or in your case, offer to help you with a business card. But that's not what you pay us for. That was a free service that she was doing just to be nice.
I don't care. I feel betrayed. I'm not going to pay any more money. I'm done.
Well, that's between you and your business and your credit, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we cannot cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is, Kevin, if that's what you choose to do, you're catching it in time, because come September 9th, that reoccurs to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. So, you know, and I, like I said, I don't want it to become a huge issue with your business and your credit and all of that when, you know, it's something simple that you could settle right now.
What?
So,
I can't settle it.
Why not?
I can't. I can't pay out money that is going to do nothing for me.
So let's say that I hired you to do some concrete work for an association, and it included retaining walls and paving. And let's say that you told me, okay, because it's such a big property, that process is going to take 3 weeks. And then let's say that a week and a half later, I say, you suck. Everything is like dismantled. I don't like what you're doing and you're fired and I'm not paying you any more money. Right. Well, then you're going to say, well, you took that money that you spent and threw it down the toilet then because the job's not finished yet. And I told you it was going to be 3 weeks. Right. And we tell you in the terms and conditions that this takes 45 to 60 days. So you
don't care what it takes. I'm not going to pay anymore. You already showed me what you have. You already have what, show me what you got. I don't like it. I've been spending a month, fiddling around to try to get this thing going. And the cards, I just leave the cards with the guy for like 10 days before you get them done because there's nothing provided for him.
Okay. But again, that was a free thing that she did on the side. That's not in your package. In your package is local SEO.
Well, I like the fact that I call her and set up a meeting. I call honey up and set up a meeting on your answering service, and then she doesn't call me back or say anything, and then she calls me in the evening at 4:30. I know you're a different time zone, but. She calls me at 4:30, your meeting is at 6:30, then she don't call me back.
Okay. I mean, I can look into that because all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance. I can look into
that. I've done it a couple of times. Then I made appointments 3 or 4 times and she doesn't call me back and verify the appointment because she's not in the office yet. And then, she calls me at 4:30 and schedules an appointment for 6:30 here, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then, is that today? Is that today?
No, I called a couple of times today to talk to her. I couldn't get through on her extension.
Yeah, because she put a note on here from August 5th that she called you on 4 different attempts to complete the first touch. And that you were unavailable. So it looks like she did call at the designated times. I don't know why you didn't get it, but she did put there that she tried on 4 different attempts. And then Sherry Stingley put on August 9th, she did 3 different attempts to do the video verification with you, and you were unresponsive to that as well. So,
well, I needed the business cards first. Business cards took 10 days to 2 weeks to get them. See, I got so much work if I did this business card before that, you know?
So one thing I want to explain to you is that if Google says action needed, Kevin, Google video verification required, and we send you that, that's a really good thing that Google is offering that because they're protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So that video verification, it's a quick 10-minute process where you go on there and you upload a couple things.
I needed the cards first. She told me I needed the cards first. So I needed stationery. I needed contracts and cards. I have both now, but it took so long to get them. I mean, I lost what I could pay you in 12 months in the last 2 weeks.
How much did you spend on the cards and the invoices and whatnot? Did you spend a lot of money getting them printed?
No, but
oh. Okay.
I spent that much money, but
so this
the problem
is what
was,
I could do
was,
for you. Kevin, if you wanted to, and I would highly suggest that you do just so that you can finish the process and get the taste of what this is going to do for your business, is I would suggest get the video verification done now that you have everything that you need. I can email you the instructions again. And if you need assistance, I could even get someone from that department to kind of walk you through it. And then what I could do to compensate you for the missed time is I can, you know, extend your billing out an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So what that means
is... I can't do it. I lost 2 weeks.
Well, you don't have to do it today, But you have to do it before September 6th to prevent the September 9th charge. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to prevent anything. I'm still going to pay anything until I tell you I'm not going to pay you anymore. I'm done, and you don't listen.
You could say that, but it's still going to affect your credit. Like, let's say I go to the gym and I tell them I have a year contract, but I'm not using it, so I'm not coming in anymore, so I'm not paying you anymore. They'll say, that's fine, but you're still going to get a collection on your credit because you signed that.
Well,
you
I was
were going
told,
to get
I was told I was going to pay $500 first month and $250 every month after that. So I was
And that's the
misrepresented.
Payment we're having trouble with. We're having trouble with the $250 for the first month after that.
You're not going to have trouble with I'm not going to pay it anymore. I'm not paying anymore. I'm done.
And that's between you and your credit. I mean, I can't tell you what to do with your business, but I can tell you that in the terms and conditions you signed, we have a stamp of your signature and your IP address. You signed that you would, you know, do an automatic renewal each month on the 9th, and you're on a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel at any time. But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you must settle the balance within 3 business days of the next billing. So because there's an outstanding balance, that's why it's, you know, going to be a problem and continue to reoccur. So one thing that I could do for you if you wanted to consider it, and you don't have to do it today if you lost a lot of money and things are tight, I respect it, but your program includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. So what you could do is take those off, and that would lower your past due amount to just $149, okay? And then just be mindful to get that paid before September 6th, because if not, it continues to reoccur. And then
what have to pay? Facebook ads, how much was it?
It's $100 a month goes to Facebook, and then the $149 goes to the local SEO, which is the first page placement on Google and Bing and the directories and the call tracking number and the, you know, making you found on the iPhones and the whole nine yards. So, you know, if we took the Facebook ads off, it would lower that past due amount to just $149. And then what I would suggest is since
can't you take them off?
I can't pay
anymore. I can't do it anymore. We got in a rut here. Trying to get work, and I'm in a hard place now.
I understand, but I have to collect the past due balance before September 6th to prevent the September 9th charge. So I can take
well, I don't
them
have
out
it.
And lower. Right, you don't have it today, but if you have it between now and September 6th, I would highly recommend that you call in and settle it before it turns into $498 and then $749 and it continues to reoccur until it settles, right? So I would suggest, you know, if you can, I'll help you out and take that $100 off and just collect $149, but try to do it between now and September 6th.
I'll do that if I can. I don't know financially if I'll be able to or not.
Okay. Well, at least I adjusted it for you for now, and then I'll circle back to your account in a week or so and see if it's been, you know, taken care of. If not, I can follow up with you then, okay?
All right.
Okay, sounds good. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.